podcasts are benefiting more from broadcasts than anyone can ever imagine. The podcasting medium is still relatively young in the world of brand marketing and is an unexploited creative channel that can be used to build a relationship with the audience. Keep watching to find out why you should consider starting a to corporate podcast for your brand. Example, Edison Podcasting Center. Research studies conducted by Edison show that the podcasting industry is on the up and up with a nearly 20% rate of growth, and the total podcasting audience expected to double between 2020 and 2023. There are numerous massive opportunities for brands to participate in podcasting as it grows. Another example, Gartner Podcasting Research. At Gartner Research, folks have come out with a list of tools that retailers should be taking advantage of, one of which is podcasting. This may be old news to us audio geeks, but it is helpful and encouraging to see that a research company with the authority of Gartner has come forward with a new recipe for retail success that includes our beloved podcasting media. Companies like Apple and Spotify have made business into podcasting mainstream through their streaming services and recording and editing podcasts, as it gets easier every day with new recording software and methods for distributing podcasts. Let me show you some of the benefits of podcasting for brands. Brands typically have a strong understanding of the target audience, especially about the psychographic makeup. So you can craft podcasts that align with the information to help you connect with more consumers who have similar psychographic makeups, allowing you to connect with new potential customers. Now I'm going to share some famous brands that were among the first to harness the power of podcasting. Johnson & Johnson Post Innovation. Basecamp, the project management software company that produced Reverb. Shopify produces two podcasts, Masters and Vanguard. LinkedIn has Hello Monday, benefits of podcasting that every brand should know about. So brand podcasts only connect with audiences who have expressed interest in a topic. Those early adopters of branded podcasting have found a way to bring topics of interest to the exact audience who is both willing to tune in and is aligned with the brand. They may be reaching smaller audiences than marketers are used to setting their sights on, though. Branded or corporate podcasts typically have smaller yet better quality audiences who are highly engaged and willing to binge listen to multiple episodes of the show. Unlike the radio medium, which tends to span an assortment of topics throughout a single show with no hard and fast theme, podcasts generally possess an overarching subject matter. For example, Sephora's podcast revolves around cosmetics and Buffer discusses topics around social media marketing. Listeners of these podcasts are going out of their way to choose their content, and in doing so are expressing interest in these topics. The audience, no matter how big or small, is highly relevant and highly qualified to interact with the brand. Podcasts perfectly supplement brands' blog and video strategies. If you have already thought about a blog and video content strategy, podcasting could be a natural next step for your brand. Tapping into the audience that already trusts and engages with you is a strategic way to begin the process of building a listenership for your podcast. You can release complementary content around the same subject in tandem, which will help you promote your podcast. A podcast can be accessible on demand as well. We have now transformed into an on-demand society. The philosophy of having one opportunity to tune in to catch a live event is far behind us. We have grown habituated to consuming our content when we feel like it, and not necessarily when it's served. Because of that, podcasts are thriving. They are available at the exact same moment when a listener decides they want to tune in, whether that's the day it airs or 6 months after the fact. Podcasts come with many episodes, which can play back to back. This allows for binge listening that listeners can sometimes get consumed with. With podcasts, you can shift gears and earn your audiences all your attention rather than the visual attention. For the majority of the day, your audience is preoccupied with varying screen time priorities and other tasks that require their visual attention. Making a play to gain more of your audience's visual attention by flooding them with more blog posts and videos might get a little tedious at times, especially when you consider the on-demand consumption nature. As a result, you are not only competing with in-the-moment attention, but your audience is booked throughout night as well. So, moral of the story, reinforce your brand strategy with podcasting. So tell me, does your brand tell stories? Of course it does. Are your products and services designed to enhance or ease the lives of your consumers? The next time you are running dry upon ways to continue pressing onward with your brand's development, consider podcasting and the potential for it. Happy podcasting!